State health officials gear up for an expected resurgence of the swine flu in the coming weeks. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. The Centers for Disease Control predict that the novel H1N1 virus could infect up to 50% of the U.S. population this fall. California has been preparing its pandemic response since the avian flu scare several years ago. But Gil Chavez, chief of the state's Center for Infectious Diseases, says the state's emergency rooms and laboratory facilities could still be overrun with cases.
The need for testing and the volume of testing is very great, and so we are working very closely with our local laboratories as well as with the private sector in ensuring that we have capacity for doing adequate testing so that we can monitor the virus. And then we need to ensure that we are very clear in terms of guiding people when to seek care and also when not to seek care and just to monitor themselves.
Chavez says the biggest challenge will be getting Californians vaccinated against H1N1. The state expects to get 2 million doses of the vaccine by the second week of October and another 8 million by the end of the month. State health officials are working with healthcare providers and health plans to begin distributing the vaccine to high-risk groups. Counties will be offering free vaccinations through county clinics and at community events. Chavez says to combat potential workplace shortages, the state has asked public and private companies to come up with continuity of operations plans.
In terms of situations where you may have large numbers of people out of work, and how would you preserve the most essential functions and what those essential functions are?
State agencies and hospitals have been training their workers to multitask and take over their colleagues' duties if need be. Sheree Hummel, Vice President of Disaster Preparations with the California Hospital Association, says many healthcare facilities have come up with creative ways to isolate potential flu patients to protect healthcare workers and other patients.
Hospitals have limited what we call negative pressure isolation rooms. If they have to manage a large influx of, very ill patients, many of them have purchased with their federal preparedness funding what they call surge tents and set up triage areas outside of their emergency rooms in order to separate potentially infectious people from people who are ill for other reasons at the emergency rooms.
But the California Nurses Association thinks hospitals aren't doing enough. It's been outspoken in its criticism of facilities across the state after a nurse in Sacramento died from swine flu. CNA President Deborah Berger.
We recently did a survey that indicates that about a quarter of the hospitals aren't ready and that they're also requiring nurses to reuse some of the personal safety protection equipment. And we are concerned because we can envision the possibility that hospitals will be the vector of the pandemic instead of being one of the barriers.
In particular, the CNA is concerned about hospital staff reusing protective face masks. The Hospital Association says the products are in short supply across the country because of the high demand on manufacturers and that it's working with Cal OSHA to see if staff can reuse a single mask for each patient over the course of one shift. State epidemiologist Chavez says California does have a stockpile of medical supplies that it's holding on to in case manufacturers can't produce enough to meet demands. Some believe that schools will be ground zero for transmission of the virus because young people are in much closer proximity and touch each other more often than do adults. State and local health departments are working with schools and parents to urge children to practice good hygiene. The Department of Education is using emails, websites, and Twitter to keep students and parents up to date on the latest flu developments. Department spokesperson Hillary McLean.
We also use Twitter to alert folks whenever we've put new resources out on our webpage to garner more public attention to the efforts to mitigate the spread of H1N1, such as covering coughs and sneezes, washing hands frequently with soap and water, or using alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Also, most importantly, maybe staying home if you are actually ill.
The State Department of Public Health says health workers also need to be vigilant about employing those same precautions. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.